Bodies of missing Texas family found near Mexican border state highway. By Ildefonso Ortiz on April 13, 2022. Mexican authorities announced the discovery of bodies inside a vehicle found at the bottom of a rainwater collection pond. The three bodies were reportedly a Texas family listed as missing last summer. The discovery took place on Monday afternoon in Anahuac, Nuevo León, by a highway maintenance crew. Information released by the state attorney general's office revealed. The vehicle had been fully submerged for some time and had not been visible until the water was drained. Emergency personnel retrieved a yellow Chevrolet sedan with Texas plate NXB4740. Inside, authorities found three bodies in an advanced state of decomposition. While authorities are still waiting on DNA results, preliminary information points to the missing Texas family. The discovery indicates the family died from a car accident and not foul play, as previously believed. The case still remains under investigation and initially drew the attention of the FBI. Noticias de Última Hora, Gladys Perez Sanchez, de 39 años, originaria de Laredo, Texas y sus dos hijos fueron vistos por última vez el 13 de junio después de visitar familiares en Sabinas Hidalgo, Nuevo León. Favor to contact or al FBI al 210-225-6741 con cualquier información. pic.twitter.com/olufunanina. FBI San Antonio, at FBI San Antonio, June 26, 2021. The highway in question gained notoriety in 2021 after dozens of travelers went missing, presumably taken by gunmen from the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas. The criminal organization has absolute control over Nuevo Laredo and dispatches gunmen to patrol city streets to keep out rivals. The CDNZs are responsible for hundreds of kidnappings, mass disappearances, and mass murders. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at Ortiz@Breitbart.com.